This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
It is indeed 360 Biz. My name is Tabo Mafodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz right here on CliffCentral.com. The studio, it's packed. Yeah, no, you know what? When Duncan says there's eight women here, I was shocked. How am I going to do or handle eight women on my own? But what can I say? If it's part of the job, this is something that we do. I feel like, what, Amanda, do I feel like a king? Or what? You know, because it's actually good. We have a power-jammed, packed show. As you know, that this is Women's Month. We're actually two shows away. This is one, and there'll be one remaining, where we're celebrating women that are doing amazing things. I've got some couple of amazing women in studio that we're going to be hearing inside of. Others are into branding, others are running publication, others are into investments. But before we actually get to that, I've got ladies here in studio. They're going to tell us who they are and where they come from. I know that they, I don't know whether these guys are doing, we're doing pitches on tea or whatsoever. But the interesting thing about it is that they're going to be doing pitches for us. But maybe before we get to that, let's get to know who the ladies are. Ladies, do you want to say hi to?
Yes. My name is Charmaine Shongwe. I live in Tembisa.
Okay. Charmaine Shongwe.
Yes.
You live in Tembisa. What do you do?
Well, I run a tutoring agency.
Okay.
Yes. For now, that's all I do since I don't school anymore. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. Ma'am?
Hi, everyone. My name is Danile Mbele.
Danile Mbele?
Yes. From a company called Rural Door Consulting.
I didn't hear that.
From the company called Rural Doll.
Or Rural Doll. Yes. Oh, okay. Hey, yeah, get tangled. I'm like a Rural Doll. We didn't hear. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm currently a learner. Okay. That's all. I studied electrical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And then I run a business. I think like Abraham, I'm a father of nations. Mm. Yeah, we do beauty,
okay,
fashion and craft.
Oh, okay.
Like crochet, yeah.
Madam?
Hi, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Dineo Mukheshe, and I'm from Pretoria. I'm from a company called Dineo's Environmental Solutions, and we deal with waste management in the townships.
Oh, okay. So now you come from Pretoria?
Yes, I come from Pretoria.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then do you want to quickly tell us why you're here today with us?
I'm here to share with you guys about my company, which is Dineo's Environmental Solutions, and the different things that we do in township communities.
Okay.
Yes.
So is that part of the pitch?
Okay. Yes, it's part of the pitch. So if I tell you, I'm going to give it away.
Oh, okay. No, it's not a problem. Then I think what's going to happen is we're going to get you to start with the pitch, right? Ladies, are you ready with the pens? You're allowed to critics, but you guys are far end, though. So at least when are they starting up? So, Bulela, how many minutes is the pitch? 60 seconds. Okay. Let me get a timer so that we're able to actually get to these pitches. And actually we see, how is it that it's going to go. Are you ready, ma'am?
Yes.
Is it? Okay. Where's my timer? Mm-hmm. Oh, this thing. Oh, okay. There you go. Okay. You're going to go in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so earlier this year, I was a student at Midrand Graduate Institute, where I was studying biomedicine. And since 6 months later, I couldn't continue my studies because of lack of funding, I decided to start something that would help communities because I wanted to tutor, you know, because I realized that I have the ability to. So I figured, why not help people in high schools mostly to help them think independently? Because the problem in schools these days is that most people think since they can't pass exams that they don't have the ability to succeed in the society. So I wanted to help them know that it is not really the school system that you are failing at, but you are failing to also reach your full potential. That just because you're failing physical science does not mean you're not good at anything. So basically I started the tutoring agency to make sure that to help people realize their potential and also think independently and not learn to cram a textbook or to cram.
Stop.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Yes. Maybe should we get Amanda to give us what did you think of that pitch?
I think it was great. You know, she spoke about what she does and what inspired it and where she comes from as well. So, yeah. I'd give it a 9 out of 10.
No, give it a 9 out of 10. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Are you ready, ma'am?
Yes, I'm
ready. Okay, wait. Let me do this. Okay. You're going to go in 3, 2, 1.
Yes, we are a rural doll, I've said before. As Abraham, a father of all nations, what we do is beauty, fashion, and craft. But today, I'm going to focus on craft. What we do is crochet. So we crochet hairs and boots for little babies. So why we choose to do this for babies? For me, crochet, I was taught by my mom when I was growing up. You know, growing from the rural, I'm from the deep, deep rural. You know, it's so hard to talk to my mom or get anything out of her or advices or anything like that. But the only time I'll be able to speak to my mom or bridge the gap, so it's because with the time when we crochet, you know, I'll get to see her when she's happy and when she's not. When she's so happy, she'll show me the stitches. When she's not, you know, she'll be like, not today or whatever. But I found that it bridged that gap. So what I want to do is we want to teach other young girls, get them in the same room with the old people, teach them how to crochet and make money out of it. Why do we choose kids? Because everybody loves kids. What I've seen with this is that crochet is something that is very special. You have to put in all your attention. It is handmade. It is craft. It is specially made for you.
Stop.
Oh, there you go. Thank
you. This one, Lunge, is yours. Can you give us feedback? What do you think of it?
I think she did well. I think her project is very much emotionally inspired, okay, which is always a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think out of 10, I'd also give it a 9 out of 10.
Okay, these people are lucky today. What is it, Baba? Do we have nice judges today? Anyway, you didn't say hi to our people.
Hi, ladies. Women's month. Yeah. Nah, man, these judges were very lenient. I would have given her a 4 or 3 if I'm kidding.
Are you ready, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're going in 3, 2, 1.
Well, imagine a Tembisa without waste. No waste in the street, at the taxi rank, and at the hospitals. This vision is possible through Dineo's environmental solutions, where we do recycling of waste materials, where we separate the waste at the source where they are located. We put them in the different categories. The second part is the waste clearing at the street corners. So what happens in our township is that waste collection is quite minimal and not enough, which means that there's always waste on the streets. What we do is collect the waste and put it in the categories and then send it to the buyback centers. The last part is the crafting of waste materials. So take, for example, a tin can that cannot be recycled. We repaint it and put it in a crafty, artsy way, and then we sell it off, and then we put soil and a plant inside of it, and then we create it as a new product altogether. Thank you.
Wow. 54 seconds. You know, I think you deserve a round of applause.
Yes. Guys, eh?
Ma'am, do you want to give us feedback on this one?
Can I speak from here?
No. We need to hear you.
Hi. That was good. I love how you first identified a problem, which is the fundamental skills, the skill that you need as an entrepreneur. And also, it seems like you have all the systems in place, which is what you need in order to succeed as an entrepreneur. So I'll give you 10 out of 10.
You'll give it 10? Yeah, no, these judges, my brother. We must not be having judges like these in studio. So, ladies, as I let you go, for people, somebody that is listening that wants to support you, where can they get hold of you?
You can get hold of me on my email. It's dineo.mokgehle, which is mokgehle@gmail.com, or on my number, it's 072-179-6488.
Ma'am?
Yeah, as for me, my email is mbh89gc@gmail.com, and on Instagram, I'm Rural Doll Craft for the craft work and Rural Doll for the makeup and clothing items. And Facebook, I'm Gcinile Rural Doll Mpele.
Yeah, I know you are. Ma'am?
You can find me on my email account, ctshongwe, shongwe@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook, it's Charmaine Shongwe, as simple as that. And on my contact details are 074-831-9266.
No, definitely. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
We'll come back right after this.
This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
You are still tuned into 360 Biz. My name is Debo Homafodi. If you've just joined in, welcome to Cliff Central. You've missed out on pitches, you know. There's young ladies that won pitches with tea that we had on the show. They've just missed. But now coming to the cracks of our show, today we're talking women in investment. We have women that are in business in studio. Still Women's Month, so we're still celebrating women that are doing amazing things in studio. We have others that have actually left the country to go establish businesses in the US. We've got others that are doing, you know, investments, you know. But anyway, let me not speak on behalf of these ladies. We've got publishers here, you know, we've got brand specialists, you know. It's a mixture of women. But then it actually interests me, you know, all these women, they're out there pushing the hustle. And right now, that's why you're eating muesli, because you don't have a woman that will be cooking for you or that will be coming here with a plate. It's a serious problem, my brother. What do you think about it?
As I'm choking off the muesli right now, I think it's a serious problem. My mom raised me in such a way that she told me that women are supposed to be in the kitchen. I think it's debatable. We need to just talk about that a little bit. In the kitchen, in the yard, in the laundry. I'm kidding. Not in this year.
Yeah, but you know what? Interesting enough that these women don't want to see themselves these days doing that. I mean, there's something that I was reading. It says women are most likely to have earned less in their working years, but they end up as an ultimate winners. I mean, they live longer than male spouses and inherit all. That one is a serious problem for some of us that are working hard. Maybe it explains that why we don't have women in our lives, because you could imagine, dude, they inherit all, you know. And I mean, it says it's not a gender issue, but it's a math issue that says, Manisha Tucker, that I mean, women are the people that are actually, it reminds me of the study that we read last week that says 47% of women are most likely to take risk than men. And it says 17% of women, of men, are most likely to take risk. Then the others are very confused in between there. So for me, for the 47% to the 17, it's a huge difference. But anyway, let me not take up the time. Let me get these ladies to actually introduce themselves, tell us who they are and what is it that they do. No, let's not start in the US. Let's start locally. Hi, ma'am. Do you want to say hi to your listeners? Tell us who you are and what is it you do.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm good. My name is Beth, and I am the founding editor of Wealth Ladder Magazine, which is a publication for startups and
Wealth Ladder.
Yes, okay. Wealth Ladder Magazine, which is a publication for startups and established entrepreneurs. We give tips, advice every month, and our issues has been blessed by the likes of Robert Kiyosaki, J.T. Fox, Dr. John DeMartini, and all the industry leaders, and the very same people contribute to our magazine on a monthly basis as well. Mm-hmm. And also what I do is I actually run workshops that teaches people to start their own digital magazines using less money, no connections, in a very short period of time as well. And also for people who want to start their own ebooks, because I've actually mastered the art of actually running a digital publication in a very short period of time. Yeah.
So you've actually mastered that.
I have, yes.
Is it? No, I like that, what you've said. But why wealth?
Wealth, because unlike success, when you're wealthy, it all starts with you. It's a well-being, you know. It doesn't matter how much money you have that defines your success, but how you feel as well. You can have one rent, but you can be happy and you can be wealthy and you can be content. So I chose wealth because it doesn't really scream how much money I have, but then it's all about you personally, how you feel. So you know
you're actually affirming a notion that I believe in, that wealth whispers, riches shout.
Absolutely. Yeah,
no, definitely. they're saying wealth, screams or doesn't scream.
Yeah.
Let me not say who you are, you know, or
No,
I think it's better when you introduce yourself. Say hi to our listeners, tell us who you are and what is that you do.
My name is Lungile Msibi. I work for a company called The Purple Group. I specifically focus on a company called Empire Asset Management, which is an investment company. And what I do is, as a brand manager, obviously you are obviously responsible for all the marketing of the brand. But what I do also is that I host a lot of workshops and do a lot of talks around saving and investing, because that's a big passion of mine. It's nice for us to talk to the people that we always talk to all the time in an asset management business. You know, you talk to the wealthy all the time, but my passion is to sort of teach people who are not au fait with investing the power of investing and getting them to start with investing as soon as possible. And what I also like to dispel is the notion that investing or asset management is for a select few. There's products out there that can get you to start investing from as little as 5 rand. So as soon as people get their mindsets correct, which is a big passion of mine, then I feel like I'm A for away.
Bulena. Hi, no, my brother. Okay, Amanda?
My name is Amanda Masugu. I run Stunzi Capital, which is a brand development agency. So basically, we help startups to create their own brand identity, from logo creation to email signatures to their company profile and personal profile. And then we go on to their website developments. What made me start this was the fact that I just get so irritated with people not doing their company profiles professionally. The English is not up to scratch, or the colors are not speaking, and they don't emulate their values. So I wanted to start Stunzi Capital in order to give people's brands dignity. So that's what I do. I love what I do. I've been doing it for a while. And that's my story.
You love brands.
Yes, I do.
If you love brands, it means you love me, right?
Oh, I love your brand, Deboho. I love your brand.
No, definitely. Ma'am?
My name is Spongile Buthelezi. I am the owner and CEO of Starlimo Company, which is currently based in New York. And I also run an NGO called Funda Foundation, where I build libraries in South Africa.
No, definitely. See, my brother, when you do a show, this is what you do. You bring powerhouses. You bring beautiful women that are not only beautiful, but that are powerful, so that they only inform and educate. You realize? Okay, you're busy choking again. Okay, no, maybe let me start with you, Lungi. Right, you said something very interesting. To say women, you didn't say women. You said people don't know about the importance of investing, and you can invest for as little as 5 rand, right?
Yes.
And for me, it's interesting, being a woman's month, it reminded of what I posted this morning. I said, let's celebrate women that don't only, you know, bring beauty to the table. And right now, I think that's what we're proving to the show, that there's women that actually can carry both beauty and brains. But now the question is, do we know where those investments are? How do we find out about some of those investments?
I think that's part of my job. I think the financial services industry has done a big injustice in terms of speaking about investing and saving in a language that people don't understand, firstly.
Okay.
And secondly, so they've done that injustice. And I feel like there are quite a few inroads where companies are trying to communicate with normal, everyday people about saving and investing. So there are different platforms that are out there. The one that I'm specifically talking about, because there's only one that you can actually invest for 5 rand with in the country, it's called Easy Equities, which I'm proud to sort of promote. That's one of the platforms that people can have a look at if they're interested in saving and investing in an easy fashion.
In an easy fashion. Investment, is it supposed to be easy?
Well, investment is easy. Like I was saying, the financial services industry has made it complicated for them to gain from it. I mean, they charge us exorbitant fees and all of that just to keep that IP to themselves. But it needn't be very confusing or difficult. It is easy, really.
Now, one of the things that I've observed over the years is that a lot of people are experts in certain fields, but they don't necessarily practice this stuff.
Mm.
Do you have investments?
Yes, I do.
How much?
Not really.
Not really how much.
Not really how much. Okay, we don't want to know, but maybe what kind of investment? I think that's more appropriate.
So I'm young. I'm under 30. So
are you?
I am.
Mm.
So most of my investments are in equities, or what people like to call shares. So I do have an equity portfolio which holds a few shares. I do have an ETF portfolio as well. I also have a portfolio that is managed by a professional fund manager who sort of manages the strategy and gives me returns at the end of the month, at the end of the year, or periodically. So I practice what I speak. I don't just I'm not just an expert without actually doing what I'm talking about.
Okay. I mean, Amanda, you previously come from a an investment background of trading and, you know, equity and the likes. I mean, would you say for somebody now that is more into developing brands, I mean, for women out there, do you think are women doing enough investments?
Well, I think now they're starting to learn about it. You know, trading has been commercialized and it's all over our social media. So people want to find out how they can do it for themselves. And they are actually starting to enroll in courses that will teach them how to do it. Even with my journey, I started in 2011 on a part-time basis, you know, and I still do it for myself on a part-time basis. And I think it's important, especially if you're a young businesswoman, to have another stream of income, and trading and investing is a good stream of income to do that.
Is it?
Yeah.
So now, I mean, coming to you, Sibongile. Sibongile, you left the country over 15 years ago.
20 to be precise.
Or to 20 years. Mm-hmm. And five of those years you worked for people, for four companies?
In five of those years, I worked for different companies, yes.
Yeah, and 15 years of those time, it was you now developing your own business.
Yes, exactly.
So there's few women that would have guts to actually go pick up bags and go live in their country having nothing and whatsoever, but just wanting to invest in themselves and grow. I mean, today you're running a successful limousine business, but now what was the drive that you have and that I think other women listening could take on?
Well, most of the time the drive is either you're born with it or you learn in the process. In my case, I was born with it. And being born with it, I realized that I still have so much energy to do whatever I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we limit ourselves with what we're capable to do in life.
Okay.
So I've never limited myself. I always know whatever I put my head into, I can always achieve. So limousine in New York City or in America, it's a main industry.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a challenge for me. I said that for that very fact that it's a man's challenge. It's a man's industry. That's where I want to be, because I want to make a man's money. You know, there's always men are always in more than women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I want to make that men's money. So I was able to achieve that because I don't have limits.
Is it?
When it comes to achieving things.
Oh, okay. Beth, tell me. I mean, obviously, running a publication, part of the publication that you have, obviously, is focused on people that are into investments, people that are doing well business-wise and stuff. Then now, from the strength of people that you have, would you say you have more men or more women that you tend to profile in the space of investment?
I honestly have more men, and I would love to profile more women, which is why
that's why I've got you women.
Yeah,
you see,
it's good, you know, and I will just make sure that I get all the details as well, and the world needs to know about them. I've just realized that a lot of women don't get themselves out there. Mm-hmm. I think they are intimidated, or they think that, you know, it's difficult. Well, it is, but it can be done. If men can do it, so can we, you know, and I always try and, you know, tell them to network with other women. Ask them if you need help. Ask other women; they will help you. Or even some men as well. Some men are also able to help you if you've got dreams, if you've got aspirations that you want to do. They will definitely help you. So that's why we've started our own podcast, which is called "How She Did It." It's not yet published yet, but then we profile all these powerhouse women who are doing incredible things. We go through their journey, all the challenges that they faced, just to let the other women know that as much as you have challenges, as much as you've been through a bumpy road, you can still succeed. You know, you can still be a success and be like your Michelle Obama and Oprah Winfrey and all those people. They didn't have it easy. Nobody has it easy. You know, you look at them and you see only the end product.
Mm.
But what they do have is, what I've realized with all the interviews that I've done with powerful women is, they believe in themselves, and it doesn't mean that they don't have challenges, but then they've overlooked those challenges, and they actually told themselves that I'm going to do it no matter what. And that's the strength that we hold as women. Naturally, we believe in ourselves. That's why we're able to do a lot of things at home, you know, taking care of kids, putting up with men. Sorry, I didn't have to say that. But yeah, you get my point, right?
No, I don't. I'm kidding, I do. You know, yeah, no. Lunge, let me move to you rather. So, Lunge, tell us, Purple Group.
Yes.
There's a company I want to acquire. It's called Purple Group. It's in Nigeria.
In Nigeria?
Mm.
Okay.
So, when I saw Purple Group, I was like, is it the same company or whatsoever? But now it's like, nah, no, it can't be. And whatsoever. Tell us about your Purple Group.
Well, the Purple Group in Nigeria is not the real Purple Group. So we've seen the website. It's okay. Not ours. Our Purple Group is a listed company. So we listed in the JSE. The company is a retail investment organization.
Okay.
Underneath that company, there's quite a few brands. Like I mentioned, we've got Impra Asset Management, which provides managed investment solutions. For example, unit trusts and segregated portfolios, as well as hedge funds.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive Management is actually it's a boutique asset manager. However, it's one of the best performing asset management companies in the country.
Okay.
I mean, the returns that we boast are over 800% for one of our strategies in the last 12 years, which sounds like crazy, but it's not. It's true. We are all registered with the FSB and all of that. And then we've also got a company called Easy Equities, which is a self-investing platform. Easy Equities has won multiple awards as being an innovation in South Africa. It's won top brand in innovation by Accenture late last year. And Easy Equities is basically a company which gives everyone the possibility to buy shares.
Mm-hmm.
So like I mentioned, the stock trading of old used to be very complicated. If you're going to a platform, all you see are complicated charts and like JSE names that don't really make sense. What Easy Equities has done is that it's made investing easy in that you buy shares based on brand recognition. So instead of knowing what the JSE code is for a share, you literally look for a Purple Group logo if you want to buy our share. And then when you find that share, you also don't have to buy per price. So everything is rand-based. So instead of saying, I want 5 Purple Group shares, you can say, I want Purple Group shares for 75 rand. And that is possible through another innovation called fractional share rights, which is another topic altogether, which I can get into later.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got gt247.com, which is an online trading platform. The typical online trading platform for serious traders, intraday, etc. And then we've got a company called GT Private Broking, which is a managed, sort of like a private bank of GT247.com, where you actually call your banker like people do in Wolf of Wall Street and ask him to make those trades for you. So that's Purple Group in a nutshell.
Sure. You guys have your cakes in everything investing. So now, interesting enough, let me ask you this. I don't know why.
Hmm.
I've realized these days there's a trend. Everyone is trying to be trading.
Yes.
Everyone now is trying to train people into trading, get people into trading, this and this and this. And interesting enough,
mm-hmm.
I remember there's a guy, Bulela, and I took on my TV show. This guy came claiming to be trading and whatever. And for me, one thing I love about this show, we are on radio uncensored, unscripted. So this is the first time on a business show that I would swear. You know, this guy, I think, he filled up my filter of BS, you know?
Yeah.
So, because I could tell, this guy is just selling smoke.
Mm.
And interesting enough, most of them, they're all coming from KZN or WhatsApp, you know?
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No, but it's true. The ladies are laughing because they know. You know, right? Mm. So, I mean, what's this trend and this fashion thing about trading and people are losing money and all these things?
I mean, there's lots of people at the moment who offer trading courses, etc. That I did a talk this weekend, and the stories that I heard about people being scammed by these people, it's actually very sad. So there's a big trend of people training people how to trade, but they sell them these courses at ridiculous prices.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we've heard a story of someone who's selling our platform, which we provide for free, and we provide free training as well for 40,000 rand. Now, that doesn't make sense. They literally pop a link on your desktop,
somebody
so it
makes,
looks like you
somebody
downloaded.
Makes money out of your ignorance.
Mm.
Okay,
exactly. So people need to be wary of all those sort of schemes. If you're going to be trading, just make sure that you are maybe speaking to the company directly, because most companies who offer these trading platforms do have support services. They do have strategies that they can show you on how to invest. And all of that is provided for free, because the company doesn't really make money from the platform. The platform is just a service. Mm. The company makes money from you trading.
Hmm? You heard that, Bulelani. Bulelani, can we have Lungile on tea? We run these monthly events called Township Entrepreneurs Alliance.
Okay.
Where we bring in people. I think maybe let's have an event on investment. I'll bring in people. I'll bring in Lungi. You know, I'll bring in Amanda because she's from that background. I'll bring in speakers for that day. I think let people be informed.
Mm.
You know, because the reality is I speak, you know, and some of the speaking platforms that I get to, people are asking me about trading. I'm like, no, dude, I don't do trading because I don't understand trading.
Mm.
And I understand the risk that comes with it and the capital that comes with it. So that's why for me, investing in property is good enough for me. But anyway, it's not about me today. So Amanda, I mean, you've started an amazing business.
Mm.
How's that going, by the way?
It's going well, hey. It's picking up slowly, but I'm so happy with the clients that I've had. I was able to work with the Legacy Center. I was able to work with so many other people, Afro Euro Cuisine and the rest. And I've just been so happy to be able to grow someone's brand and for them to trust me, you know, because I'm still new. I've had Sunzi Capital for more than a year now. So for them to trust me, a young person just starting something, has been amazing. So just sitting with someone in that journey and helping them succeed and get their business out there has been amazing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And my mentor has been amazing. You know her, Mama Yvonne Khame. She's helped me to grow, because it's very hard when you want to start something to actually conceptualize it and to actually do it, you know. So she's been very instrumental in my progress as well.
Well, I mean, she's saying something very interesting. Speaking of a mentor, you got to the state, you didn't have a mentor, you know, you just had you and God.
Yes.
What's the importance of having a mentor? I mean, right now, I think you're the one that has most experience in all of us being in business. So what's the importance of having a mentor as a young woman or as a young man?
Oh, my God. Number one, before you can require a mentor, you have to have a self-discipline. Because without a self-discipline, without your own determination, without your own drive, a mentor won't make any difference. But sometimes a mentor can actually maybe push you there, depending how the strength of the mentor. Now, I started everything without a mentor, but then I had these three things. I had a drive, I had determination, I had self-control, and I knew what I wanted. As a limousine business owner, but I knew I wanted to be a business woman. So I just had to find, I just happened to find my passion in a limousine business. Yes.
Yeah. I think maybe let's bring it a thorn amongst the rose, or is it a rose amongst the thorn, Mr. Tsulu Mokgotsi of the city of Johannesburg. I mean, Mr. Tsulu is one of the sponsors of the Demo Africa event. He's one of the people that brought Demo Africa to SA. I mean, somebody else might be asking, what is this Demo Africa that is coming in? I mean, right now, you know, being in Johannesburg, I mean, millions of rands in venture capital and angel investment investing is accessible, I mean, to South African startups and entrepreneurs as a whole. I mean, with new products that are ready to take the market. I mean, thanks to the new Demo Africa platform that Mr. Tsula understand that you've brought into South Africa. I mean, the Demo Africa 2016 conference, you guys are in partnership, or you guys are hosting. Do you want to maybe say hi to our listeners? Tell us what is it that you do before you tell us about the demo, then you hit us straight to it.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me. So I'm responsible for small business and entrepreneurship at the city of Joburg. And we thought that...
Bulelani, you didn't hear that. Did you hear that, what Mr. Tsulu said?
I heard it.
Mr. Tsulu, please repeat yourself.
I'm responsible for small business and entrepreneurship at the city of Joburg.
Nice. Okay.
And
that means we must have you more often on the show.
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
I was listening to the conversation, and I think, we have quite a few things that we want to also say in this conversation and to be part of what's being talked about.
No, definitely. I think as well, let's arrange that we have you on a particular day where you're just going to tell us what you guys are doing as a city within the space of entrepreneurship.
That would be fantastic.
And SME as a whole, not coming to actually promote them on the day.
I'd love to do that.
Okay, no, arrange. You can continue.
I mean, maybe just touching on that a little bit, because it's linked to demo, you know, what we're trying to do is to position and to promote Johannesburg as a major hub for technology entrepreneurship, because we've got quite a big community of startup enterprises in the tech space here.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that in the global space, Joburg needs to be recognized as one of those places where if you're an investor, you can go to look for interesting startups to invest in. And we brought Demo Africa, this event, to Johannesburg because we thought it was a good way to bring that entire global community that is looking at tech entrepreneurship into our city, and they can get a feel for what is happening in our environment. So Demo is the biggest startup launch pad for technology enterprises on the continent. It's supported by most of the big players that are involved in the space. There's a partnership called Lions Africa, which is really a partnership between the World Bank, Microsoft, Google, and the U.S. State Department, and a few other players, including Demo.
Okay.
And they basically are working to drive greater activity and investment in African technology startups. So we thought that, look, this event that is organized by Lions Africa should come here. And what it is really a stage where 30 entrepreneurs selected from about 800 applications from about 30 African countries.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't receive that application to promote on our show. Do you know that our show is in Africa?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
And
I think we might have done something actually at Cliff Central, if I recall.
Really?
Yeah, after the media launch, which is quite a few months ago.
Okay, so it means we need to come back and do more. Now, with 360 Biz.
Yes. Now, these 30 entrepreneurs today and tomorrow are having a boot camp here in Sandton. And there's a mentor from Silicon Valley who's helping them to polish up their pitch, their investor proposition, and their presentation. And on Thursday and Friday this week, we're going to be at the Sandton Convention Center, and they are going to present in a room full of 600 people from all over the world. And hopefully some investment can come out of that. So over the past, we've had some investment coming out of it. It's starting slow, but it's growing. So far, it's about $14 million over the past four events. So it's about average $4 million an event, which I think at current rates is about 60 million rand. So it's quite decent investment that we've seen. And, you know, we have people from the African Business Angel Network that are keen supporters of Demo. They'll be here, and they're going to have a master class for people who are interested in becoming business angels themselves. We've got the European Business Angel Network that is here. And tomorrow we're having the launch of the South African Business Angel Network.
Wow.
So it's really, it's a week of great excitement space.
I hope you came with our invites, né?
Fantastic. Just give me the digits. I'll hook you up immediately.
No, definitely. I mean, for me, I always call myself, I'm an SME activist. I represent the voice of business, not only on radio and on TV. So that's why, obviously, for us, these are the things that we don't want to hide for young people, for people that are in business. These are the things that we want to showcase out there. I mean, this is what we've done best in the show, and that we'd really appreciate that. With future plans that you have, bring us and let us be involved, and let's take it to the masses.
We'd so be happy to have do young, that. We have a lot happening in the space, and I think there's a lot to share.
I think let's arrange then some of the entrepreneurs that you have. Let's have them here. Absolutely. I mean, let them tell us about the experience that that they having, and I mean some of those investment to say why they coming to invest in Africa. And it's interesting how we work in isolation. I mean, I just came back from an international trip seeking investors that side, mainly because I want to come back and invest home. So I'm sure we're definitely going to be in looking at that. But quickly, the details for people that want to be involved: is it open to the public? Is it a closed event?
It is an open event, but you have to buy a ticket. It's about $300. And the website is www.com www.demo-africa.com. So you can go to
demo-africa.com. Yes. So when they go to City of Johannesburg, is there more information on the website?
Yes, there is some information on our website, joburg.org.za. However, the City of Joburg is sponsoring some slots for local entrepreneurs who want to participate in the event.
Mm-hmm.
So if you send an email with your request to registrations@demo-africa.com, I'm sure we can find a way to accommodate.
What do you mean participate?
So you don't have to pay the $300 because it's sponsored by the City of Joburg.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it's fine. Definitely. I like that. Beth, for people that want to get more information about the magazine, I think we must have that information as well in the magazine,
of
right?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, so can you give us contact details or website address? All right?
Ours?
Yeah.
Okay, www.wealthlettermagazine.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can call 011-021-6470, or they can email info@wealthlettermagazine.com.
Mm. Then, ma'am, people that want to get hold of you or Purple Group?
So people can visit www.purplegroup.co.za to learn about all the four products or companies that I've spoken about.
Oh, okay. Ma'am?
People can get hold of me through the Stunzi Capital website, which is www.stunzicapital.co.za, or amanda@stunzicapital.co.za.
Definitely, ma'am.
People can get hold of Star Limo at starlimonewyorkcity.com, or they can get hold of this Funda Foundation at fundafoundation.org.
fundafoundation.org. So guys, we usually close off the show with Sal, you know, a 30 seconds word of inspiration to somebody that is listening out there. I'll start with Mr. Tsulu, because we the gents here, to say right now there's women that are listening, and this is Women's Month. For 30 seconds, if you'd speak to them, what would you say?
Well, I'd say that you're good at ambushing, but yes, I think this is the time where there's no limit to the opportunity that is out there.
Mm.
But the most important thing is to really try and look around and try and find out what is happening. And you will find that there's many, many people that are willing to support and to invest in anybody that is pursuing a good idea and is showing some grit and determination. At the end of the day, people will like the idea, but when they make that investment decision, they're going to invest in what they see you in you as an individual.
Definitely. I like that, ma'am.
I would say people should be themselves, and whatever line of business you're getting into, you need to study your market, you need to study your competitors, you need to study how the best people in your industry are doing it. And what I can say is there will always be somebody, a new competition coming through, and they would think that they can do a better job than you, and most of the times it's true. So you should always be on a lookout on, you know, what's happening around. Be obsessed about your product so bad that you know absolutely everything that is happening in that industry.
I like that, ma'am.
I'm just going to keep it to investing. I read a stat lately that only 86% of women don't invest because they're afraid. So I'd just like to tell women out there that it's not that difficult. If you just educate yourself and ask the right questions, ask anyone. Don't be afraid to ask questions around investing. And you'll be well on your way. There's many products and people that are willing to help. Just do your research.
No, definitely, ma'am.
I'd like to encourage those ones to start something. Please, please, please do believe in yourself and pray as well. I mean, I started from, you know, nothing, but I was able to conceptualize and have an idea and actualize it into a business. If you need help, you know how to contact me. We can talk.
Ma'am?
I would like to say to the women that are struggling, especially single women out there, now giving up is not an option. Know what you're worth and be consistent and be loyal to yourself and be truthful to yourself. Stay with those principles and determination, you'll get what you want or what you need.
Oh, okay. Then I know Bulelani would say get things done. As for me, this is all that we had for you today, all right, here on 360 Biz. Go download the app, follow the podcast, go to the www.cliffcentral if you've missed the show. Get your friends to know about investment, and let's be the one that are investing to a black child and for the economy of South Africa. I'm out.
This is cliffcentral.com.